Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the CCA Golf Tournament at Wildcat Golf Club, it's John and Lance, safely curled up in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Honestly, what kind of grade do we give Dusty right now? After
winning another division title?
Another division title. And listen, it, for all of us, you know, and I didn't think he put his best lineups out there. I didn't think. He ended up winning the division again. And he did a hell of a job this past week.
Well, I'll ask you two.
You know why he did a hell of a job this past week? Because the pitching actually showed up.
You mean the pitching that he expected all year to be good actually showed up?
That's right. And they let him down this year.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be you dominate and win the division by 17 games every year. So what kind of job did Dusty do this year?
Do we grade an Astros manager considering the expectations on regular seasons as long as they make the playoffs? Do we still grade them? Because I think some of the consternation was, this is a team that's supposed to go try to win another World Series. Why are we scuffling along with the Rangers and the Mariners? And, you know, we talked about it before. Being in a pennant race is unique to this city. And I imagine everywhere around the country, people fighting and clawing kind of are used to this with their teams not pitching, not playing well, questioning managers' decisions. I don't follow a lot of Miami people, but I have them on a list, so I see what they're talking about. And the Marlins stuff, they went after Skip Schumacher all the time because every move mattered. And for the first time in a long time, it felt like every move mattered here. So are we grading Dusty on what happens in the regular season, or do we just wait? If they go win another title, then he's going to get an A.
Oh, yeah.
It is true that you almost have, because the Astros are different, you do have – I think – you know, my thing doesn't really change. I think Dusty was too stubborn on some things. I hate that it becomes Dusty stuff, because it's the same thing we have with A.J. Hinch. People get very sensitive about this, but he's a manager of a baseball team. He's a manager of a good baseball team. And play their best baseball this year. There were some extenuating circumstances, but Dusty has a tendency to make some of the right moves at the right time. He does have that innate ability that he'll go to something, and it's like, well, Dusty did this. Didn't seem to make sense, but it worked. You know, I think how he handled Urquidy, people were very excited about. Maldonado has come around. Abreu has come around. I think I would rather have a manager like Dusty who is more patient than one who is erratic. Although, with that said, I don't love the idea of having different lineups all the freaking time.
Well,
I just don't.
I don't love the idea of really keeping – I thought he kept guys down. He kept Chaz McCormick down. He kept Yiner down. It was a cause of consternation this year. What he was doing with guys that were his best players and using them infrequently, I think is a reason that was so frustrating for fans this year. But let's face it, Justin Verlander was not Justin Verlander this year.
Right.
Fromber was not Fromber this year. Javier was not Javier this year. Montero was not Montero from last year. Jose Abreu was awful for most of the season. Altuve was gone for much of the season. They were not the same. For all of us, we're spoiled by Astros baseball, but we didn't get what the Astros usually are. Alvarez, Yordan was out for a lot of the season. Kyle Tucker was good. He started slow, but he was fantastic this year. Alex Bregman was so up and down this year. Played a great third base. Pena hadn't hit a homer since what, June 3rd, July 3rd. One of them. I mean, it's
July 3rd.
They're not the same. They're not performing at the same level that they always did. Presley went through a run and you're like, is he going to get anybody out?
Yeah, but so how much of that is on a manager? Manager can read. These are things that we will never really know. They can read the situation about whether or not a guy is struggling with confidence, do you pull him out? Do you give him more reps? Because some guys, I think, are better being extracted from an anxiety-ridden space, and other guys have the mental toughness that they just need more reps. And I think that's a manager's job is the psychology part of being a manager in a very long season. It's completely unlike anything in the NFL. You're 162. It's twice as many as an NBA season. I mean, you know, it's different. I think managers, obviously, how you handle bullpens, how you handle lineups. Dusty's been okay. I don't think he's been great, but he got you to – you're in your postseason. He helped get you there, and now is where the second season starts. I don't care about all that other stuff. What I care about now is how do the Astros play? How do those players play, and how does Dusty handle – what does a manager get? Maybe two or three decisions every game, maybe, that will have a huge impact on the game?
How are we going to handle it when Chaz McCormick and Yiner Diaz are both on the bench in the first game of the playoffs?
Well, I think Yiner is going to get pinch hit opportunities. The question will be, will he be pinch hitting for – I mean, he'll pinch hit, I think, for Maldonado and be in games after that. What about Diaz? I mean, what about – Chaz will play when it's not Justin, right?
We finally saw Chaz. Chaz has not played center field, but a handful of times over the last month, maybe.
How is this possible?
Because
when it's not Justin Verlander.
Well, because Dubon or Myers or whatever. Chaz is – he's not the regular right center fielder.
Is he being
eating
too much pudding?
He's been – well, Dubon has played quite a bit.
We've
now
asked these questions.
Yeah.
Is he too thick to be out there?
He is. No, he's not too thick.
He was hurt with the – he got hit in the kidney or wherever with the ball, the fastball, and he's fat. So he's thick and fat.
You would think that the fat would have...
Or fat and hurt.
You would think that the fat would have kept it from his organs.
It's a 99...
He was in a lot of pain.
He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, so how can you play a man who's fat and hurt in center field? I think that's Dusty's line of thinking. It's not my line of thinking. It's Dusty's line of thinking.
You're a bad person.
Okay, let's rank the bad people for what I said or for the candid photos on his phone. Who's the worst person?
My candid photos are nothing more than showing a before and after. You're totally making too much of it. And you didn't even see the pictures I deleted.
Oh, that makes you sound better.
All right. Let's get back to Texans talk here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got any thoughts on anything that we've talked about so far? You're more than welcome to get in here. D'Amico. Number eight, Brian BMac. Number eight, D'Amico talking about, okay, is this team different? Is this? Let me ask you a question. Listen, the second week of the season, CJ threw for 384 yards, and they lost to the Colts, right? And you're like, wow, we got something here. Now, the last 2 weeks, we've got the offense and defense playing. Both of them go to Jacksonville, and you shut down that offense, and you slap them around.
Jacksonville's offense, by the way, wasn't great yesterday against Atlanta either. They had a defensive touchdown. I think.
They had two picks.
A bunch of field goals.
And a pick
and
six.
And a Calvin Ridley touchdown. Their offense isn't looking great right now. I mean, the Titans smashed Cincinnati. The Colts lose in overtime.
The Colts look pretty good.
Well, the Colts are down 23-0.
The Titans looked like crap the week before. Okay, against the
Hold
Browns.
Hold on a second. Are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
Well, he fought against it this past week.
Oh, no. I said this past week, I said, slow down. They beat Jacksonville every year, and they still suck. So we're going to slow down on this. The Texans can win the division.
And maybe they're beating a bad Pittsburgh team when it's all said and done. But that's a defense that's supposed to sack you a bunch, and you had a bunch of offensive linemen missing. What happens when your guys come back?
Well, and we saw that with Jalen Petrie and Jimmy Ward coming back.
Oh, man, Jalen Petrie makes such a big difference.
Now, so you got really good players that are back and playing. When Stingley gets back out there, when Titus Howard gets – when Tunsil gets back out there.
Stingley's a lot of weeks, supposedly.
I mean, it is – you got a chance now with the way that they're playing with guys who can't – that are coming off the street. So D'Amico was asked, why is this special? Why is this team now all of a sudden coming together? Here's D'Amico's answer.
These past two games, we've had leads, but it all goes to execution. Right? When our guys execute, that's when you score points. It's all just about execution. There's nothing glamorous. There's nothing special about it. Everybody just going out, executing, doing their job. And
that's doing their part. That's what turns into points, and that's what I'm pleased with.
Well, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, because we're so used to, first of all, we had Bill O'Brien, who just beat us down. Then we had Cully, which was the most incompetent hire in the history of head coaching. Then we had Lovey, who was just going to do it his damn way, and he didn't care what you thought. We got coaching now. DeMeco defensively, after not being great, okay, they weren't great against the Ravens, but that was a bad way to start, and we all knew that. They weren't great against the Colts, and you're like, what the hell? I mean, how is he running down? You know what they're going to do, and Anthony Richardson just ran down your throat, and then you get lit up by Gardner Minshew. These last 2 weeks, maybe it's starting to come together with the coaching defensively, and I'm telling you, Bobby Slowick, if he's not a head coach next year, he will be a head coach the year after.
Hey, stop! Don't put it out
gotta
there.
He's got to pay his dues.
Yeah, remember what I'm saying. But
Ben Johnson,
it's not next year, but it'll be the year after Bobby Slowick's a head coach.
Maybe so.
Stop floating that out there. Let him stay here as long as possible.
And right now you need to be working with run game coordinator, working with Gerard Johnson, working with whoever to try to get the same offense enacted. You need to have somebody who's your next up if that happens from your staff, if possible. Or you get Matt LaFleur if he gets fired. You know what I mean? Like, Matt LaFleur gets fired from Green Bay, bring him over. If Stefanski gets fired from the Browns, bring him over.
Yeah.
Let him become the offense coordinator. They run similar, you know, play design stuff. But
well, I don't like what he's doing with Deshaun.
Well, he didn't have Deshaun yesterday. He had DTR. I think Deshaun is just not.
Well, Deshaun played well.
He played
before.
Well against what, the Titans?
Are we going to talk about the greatness that is Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield looks like a different guy.
Yeah, no, when he's pressure. Not playing the Eagles, yeah. Getting away from the Eagles. But against the Saints team, who's got a good defense.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Baker's not making a bunch of mistakes. He's got a couple good receivers. He doesn't have the pressure of being 1-1, which is, you know, first round, first pick. That's not on his shoulders now. I think he's getting to play. And he's probably been humbled, obviously. Baker is playing pretty good football right now. He may end up being an NFL. It looks like he's going to be an average NFL starter now. I mean, it's more than you may have hoped, draft him first in the NFL, but certainly a lot more than maybe was expected of him a year ago at this time.
Yeah, if he was floating around the league, showing up for a Rams game out of the blue, winning the game. So, yeah, reclamation project. And, you know, that was a spot where people were talking about who can play quarterback there. Will they make a trade for a big-name guy? And Baker kind of won that job from the outset because he's going against paper plane arm Kyle Trask. So it's not great competition. But
hey, what are you going to
play?
25-32 for 246, three touchdowns, and an interception.
And I think the competition being played and where it was played was such a big deal. That Saints defense is spicy. They get after you. And he handled it well. And you think about that division. I mean, Derek Carr's trying to gut through a game, and the Saints offense hasn't been great all year long. That's probably Tampa's division win, because I watched. You got a taste of the Desmond Ritter show early in the day,
and the Bryce Young show.
Yeah, well, he's a rookie, so I didn't expect much from him. Particularly, there's no juice on that offensive side of the ball.
Their line
stinks, and
he's in a really bad.
Wait a minute! Whoa! Nobody's line is worse than what CJ's got right now.
Well,
wide receivers are not
on
much.
Paper. You should take a look at a Carolina Panther game.
It's the same thing.
They suck.
It's the same thing. But you got Austin Deculus playing
that's
left guard.
No, I'm not saying the talent. I mean, I'm
but
not saying that the talent,
play.
But they're playing poorly. And people around the league are really worried that Bryce ain't gonna be able to hold up to this beating.
Well,
this
is
year.
It coaching?
Well, you think because he has Frank Reich, it would be better, but it's. There's no – Adam Thielen's only a name now. He's not getting open against anybody.
No.
There's no juice. Like, we talk about the Texans, and the name suggests that the Texans don't have a great wide receiver core. Maybe they don't have one, but Tank's got juice. Nico apparently has some, too, and Robert Woods is a veteran at least you can count on. There's nothing in Carolina. So, yeah, the Bryce thing is scary because he's small.
Do you know, that was the worst thing, and it limits
the way they can play.
Houston, it's so funny that people in Houston would make the joke like, oh, Bryce Young got so lucky that missed the interception for the Colts. Bryce Young lucked out that he didn't get stuck with this crappy organization. when the game's going on. There's no, remember, there's no D'Amico Ryans. All we know is this is a Lovie Smith team, and I hate Lovie. He won this game, and he admitted he wanted to win. Like,
well, because he's a coach.
Like, what a piece of, what a traitorous piece of crap. Lovie stuck it to us. And then that guy missed the interception, and now, and like, but you know, but at least Bryce gets to dodge a bullet. The reality is, Bryce didn't dodge the bullet, and it's the best thing that maybe happened to the Texans and C.J. Stroud.
Oh, no,
maybe not just C.J. Stroud, but maybe for the Texans.
Well, you missed it. That's what Brevin Jordan said after the game against the Jags, right? He said
the best thing that could happen.
The best thing that happened to us was winning that game because number seven's here. Yeah.
And, oh, but here's the deal. Bobby Slowick's coaching Carolina, they'd be 3-1. Okay.
Ooh.
All right,
you already got a man.
Bobby
Slowick. We got a love thing going on with him.
Bobby Slowick, coach of the year.
John's like, this is what I was afraid of. You hire a defensive coach, you lose the offensive coordinator.
That's right.
Well, did you want D'Amico or not?
Maybe yes. After 2 years, Bobby Slowick replaces D'Amico here.
Where's D'Amico going?
I don't know. All I know is
where's he going?
God, John's getting rid of D'Amico
just so he can count on the Bobby.
You know where he could go? Alabama.
He could.
Become the next head coach at Alabama.
No one leaves it. Well, Saban did it.
Here's what I want to know.
Saban did it. He left an NFL job to go to Alabama.
Okay, Twitter, relax. We're not actually saying that. But who's going to be the first NFL coach who says, you know what? I'm going to go to college
Saban.
Where I
what
can
do you mean?
Keep. Saban already did it.
Petrino did it.
But Saban
Yeah, kind of.
No, he left in the middle of the year and went to Arkansas.
I know, but who's going to leave a success? You don't have to be successful.
Saban was 9.
Well, I guess Petrino did technically do it. Saban,
he left after 2 years. I think he was like maybe 8-something or 7-9 or something.
To take over a head coaching job in college because you can make more than $10 million a year, and you can look at Deion. Deion's going to be a problem because he can control his own rosters with recruiting.
We got to break it here. HMP, Lance is back, so we're going to have to bring him into the office because we never hit breaks on time. And that's all on Lance. And you know what? If you've got a problem like we got a problem here at our station with Lance, then you, my friends, need HMP. You do not want to handle HR problems yourself. It's a bad thing. It's something that you need an outside company to look at your issues and to take the responsibility for it. You don't want the responsibility of some of the decisions that you make because, trust me, it has cost businesses before when they try to make HR decisions and they make the wrong decisions. You're looking for a company that's going to do that, going to take care of your payroll, going to give you options on your benefits packages, going to make sure that your business is run as smoothly as possible, and in a lot of instances, saving a ridiculous amount of money. A ridiculous amount of money because you're just doing it wrong. You are spending way too much on your payroll. You're spending way too much on your HR, and your benefits packages aren't perfect for your business. This is what HRMP does every day. You're looking for the best way to go about it, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Johnny G's not going to have to travel far to make today's tee time. He's already at Wildcat Golf Club, where they're hosting the CCA Golf Tournament. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have not gotten to the Ryder Cup yet. We got a lot of things that we still have to get to from this weekend, including RG3 and James Harden. We got to get to him. We got to get to the Rangers broadcast, Dave Raymond. The Rangers broadcast team, because they were none too pleased with the Diamondbacks. But we start with the Ryder Cup. The U.S. sucked. You want to talk about lack of and it's so ridiculous. Make a damn putt. There were so many things about Patrick Cantlay's hat. Did you guys hear about this? He doesn't wear a hat.
No.
Patrick Cantlay doesn't wear a hat. And a lot of on the PGA Tour, there were a lot of times this year I'm like, why is he not wearing it? Everybody wears a hat.
Because it's a sponsorship opportunity.
Well, right. It's a sponsorship.
It's
but it's keeping the sun off of your face and
well,
head.
Well, yeah, I guess it's real. But you can always use eye black.
He didn't use eye black. Okay.
When are golfers going to start using eye black?
Well, that'll never happen. But here's the thing. is the reports came out, the U.S. locker room is fractured. Patrick Cantlay is divisive. He wants money. That's why he's protesting, not wearing a hat. He wants the players to get paid. He came into the – and he goes, guys, the hat doesn't fit me. That's all. If I wanted to make a statement, I would tell you right now, yes, we should be paid. He's got
it. I thought it was in a – isn't it like one of those things where you can just strap?
Well,
straps,
first of all, it was – first of all, it was a terrible hat. Yeah, it was a trucker's hat.
Yeah.
It was a mesh in the back.
Yeah, but those are easy.
Like, what your professional golfer doesn't wear that.
You're literally wearing the
same
thing.
I'm not a professional golfer. I don't know if you heard.
You pretend like you are.
No.
And he's not golfing today anyway.
Yeah. Who plays more golf, you or professional golfers?
Professional golfers.
Are you sure?
Just a little more than I do. Okay? So anyway, it had nothing to do with that. You know what it had to do with? They sucked. They couldn't make putts. And the Euros were great. The Euros played so apparently they put up the stat that on the 18th hole, the Euros over the last I don't know how many years have won the 18th hole 58 times to the Americans 20-something times. They're winning the 18th hole, which decides matches, either wins the match or ties the match. And that's what the Euros did all weekend long with Jon Rahm. And all the other guys. They just played better. The U.S. needs to have better players and play better.
Where's the cheer? Was BMAC given the cheer by Dell?
What cheer? Oh, the
USA is terrified. Europe is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
They had a little cheer going.
They had a cheer in the butt. That was a celebration. Bus. What the fans were cheering all weekend was ole 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 that, and it got sickening, and I was sickened by it. Anyway, I was sickened by the whole weekend. Nice job. You want to talk about a popcorn fart? We've been waiting for this for I don't know how long, and the U.S. fell behind 6.5 to 1.5.
Who's been waiting for this for so long?
Everybody. The world has been waiting for the Ryder Cup.
I mean, a certain segment
for
2 years,
and here's what we got. Nice job, America. You sucked. You suck this weekend.
I mean, I feel like part of the world was waiting. A lot of the world didn't pay attention.
My part of the world cared. Europe. Well, we were ready.
Because you're winners.
We were ready.
Yeah, your people.
My guys were ready.
Your people.
By the way, I found out schnitzels.
What? Not German?
A German man in Berlin said, we're like, yeah, I want to go here. Where are you going? He's the concierge. Oh, we want to go find a good place, probably have a schnitzel, you know, something German fare. He goes, yeah, I can show you some good German restaurants, but schnitzel's actually more Austrian.
So you were appropriating.
It was. We have taken it over. Like, well, yeah. Don't say taken it over.
Yeah.
Just say we have a lot of schnitzels.
Well, when we invaded the country,
he's like,
we took all the recipes.
It started in Austria. So I'm like, and then I found that Zerlines were from Bavaria. So
gold.
Me, I'm one of the good Germans. We were from Bavaria, Wacken, Bavaria. So we were pretty much good Germany. The bad Germans, but it was weird being in Germany and watching this. Germany, every single time, like every rule you could possibly imagine, they followed. They followed every rule.
Well, because they have a history of not. Okay.
I know.
Going against everything in the world.
Except for the immigrants. They weren't following any rules when I was there.
Hmm.
But all the good Germans were. That's the Europe. That's what we're dealing with. We in Europe have an issue right now with a lot of hostilities.
Division?
There's a lot of hostilities.
Is that unique to Europe? It doesn't seem like it happens here.
It's going on all around the world now.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So, you guys, I was listening and watching the LSU game. Did you hear it?
1,300 total yards.
It was a bad game. You're acting like
it's a bad game. Other people called it game of the year.
It was
your team lost.
It was an awful game.
What would you have said if LSU won?
LSU gives up 55 points. This is not a good game. And Ole Miss gives up 49. Not a good game. It was awful. But you know who else was awful? You know who's really trying to make a name for himself? RG3.
Hey, yeah, it's got the Emmanuel Acho track.
He says stuff, and he was saying stuff even at the end of the game. But there was a point in the game, and do you have it, BMAC? Do you have it yet? There was a point in the game where Jalen Daniels was running to the right, and he gets held up, and there were about four Ole Miss players around him, and he's trying to run, and they're trying to push, and LSU players are trying to push him a little bit, and he gets picked up.
Like the pickup that Jalen Carter did that one time, and who was he holding up by one arm? Was that also
that was No. This was just he just was raised up in the middle of the pack just a little bit. That one, that Jalen Carter one, was a monstrous.
Yeah,
that was like holy crap. This was just they picked him up a little bit. They picked him up just a little bit, and RG3 says they picked him up like they picked up Jesus to nail him to the cross.
We do have it.
I just put it on the rundown, BMAC. If you'll be able to find it, scroll.
I was listening to this, and I went,
"Who had the spear? Did anyone poke Jaden Daniels in the side?
I thought it was water. It's vinegar
for the killing blow. Did anyone do that?
How do you compare?
Well, he's football Jesus, is he? Is Jaden Daniels football Jesus?
No, I don't think that's. No one's ever called him that either.
No.
So,
no one's ever said that.
And RG3 has been, he's kind of been wild lately. He likes to say wild stuff. Somebody made a comment like, I wonder how long he practiced that, practice that line. When would that line
how
ever come up?
How would he practice that?
When someone's picked up, you're going to.
Yeah.
Okay, you have it, BMAC? Okay, let's play. Here it is.
Potentially get a first down. The coverage was there. They lifted that man up to the sky like he was Jesus.
On the cross.
They're letting that man know that he's like Jesus, and they're going to put him on the cross.
That's
crucifixion joke.
That is awful, awful, awful announcing.
No, he should be suspended probably.
I mean, that's not
probably one that.
I mean, that you're going to do that you're going to say. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me? Are you really ESPN? You are really trying too hard with your dancing on your little shows now in the morning.
Well, I don't know if that's the ESPN directive for that. What he just
said. No, but to say be as outrageous as you possibly can. That's what they're doing now. And to say
on their football, it feels like that's something they would
want
to have.
To be.
Yeah,
I don't think they want him to like. I guarantee you, the executives like, oh my god! Somebody made a phone call to somebody and said, "What did RG? Did you just hear what he said?" I just got calls and texts from a bunch of my friends who are watching who said that Robert Griffin said this. What is he saying? He's probably calling the director's room or something. I know. We'll talk to him. We'll get a hold of it. I'm really sorry this happened. Like, it's something from, I don't know, Network or the Morning Show or something.
Right.
I guarantee somebody was
somebody. Oh, no. I would imagine they got a bunch of – I would imagine they lit up the phones.
Lifted them up and put them on the – I don't even know how you get there.
I don't know. How do you get there? It's such a stretch. He's trying – no, and he was doing other stuff at the end of the game. I was like, oh, my God, you're trying too hard. Way too hard, RG3. All right, time for me to talk about ProDunk, ProDunk.com, and the best goal that you'll ever see in the history of goals. And Keith Tate has been doing this forever. And Keith Tate, when you see a ProDunk goal, you will know it because it's just the best damn goal that you could possibly find. It is a spectacular goal. From the tempered glass backboard to the unbreakable rim that you can, and it's called a breakaway rim, which I don't get because you can't break it. But yet it's called a breakaway rim. If you're looking for the best way to get that goal on the driveway, the insulation is second to none. You can raise and lower it. But you got to get the one that they install and they put in the ground. You could also get one on your back, on your garage. You could do that. We had the one in the driveway that you could raise and lower, and the kids just loved it. If you are a kid, you want to be able to dunk, and that's what the Pro Dunk does. You're looking for the best goal, and now you don't have to crank it. You've got a drill that actually raises and lowers it. So you want the best goal with the best technology? It's not even close. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
John and Lance are live in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club, home of the CCA Golf Tournament. Lance is lobbying them to allow a disc golf portion of the tournament, and by the looks of it, it's not going well at all.
Welcome back here live at Wildcat Golf Club. These are my peeps over here. The course is great. Big tournament today. They have the CCA tournament, which is full, and it is just awesome. Thank you, CCA. Thank you, Wildcat Golf Club, for having us out here. We love to be out here. It is, the course just looks perfect. Just perfect, everybody. If you're looking for a great place to play this week, next week, whatever, the fall is starting to come here. The weather's getting nicer, Lance. It is going to be.
It is.
Yeah. And after Wednesday, we will not hit 90 again.
Nope. We're done.
We're done with 90. So this is a perfect time to play, and Wildcat's the perfect place to play. So get on over here. Play as soon as you can. All right. A couple of things. First, I mean, I didn't pose this to Lance, and maybe we should. The McRib is coming back in November, Lance.
I thought it was done forever.
Have you ever had the McRib?
Yeah, I used to love when I was a kid.
Yeah, when a kid, when you're a kid. Would you rather have a McRib or your brisket?
Well, Which you one? Know what he's going to say.
My brisket's great.
Your brisket is better than a McRib?
A billion times.
Okay.
And my ribs are great.
Your what?
Better.
Do you do
my
anything?
My ribs. I actually will slow. Like, I'm glad
you
brought this
up. Oh, what
did
you do?
Oh,
no, what
actually?
Okay, next.
Yeah.
The next thing.
Next question.
Next.
Oh, okay.
Are the Celtics the best team in basketball now?
They are thinner than they were. They don't have as much depth, which is something they leaned on. They're starting. No, I think the Bucks are better with Dame.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday going over there.
I understand the trade.
Who's going to be the betting favorite?
I think the Bucks.
No, I think the Bucks.
I think the Bucks will be.
Middleton, Dame, and Giannis?
Yeah, they're an older team.
And Lopez. Yeah, yeah. But they're going to be thinner too.
Yeah.
They are.
Their bench is going to be thinner.
Lopez, Dame, Middleton, all 30 plus.
Rockets
they're
media
a bit older.
Day.
So they
by
all
the way,
be
Rockets,
ahead of Miami.
Rockets
yes.
media day today.
Yes.
You guys excited?
Yeah, can't be. I hope.
Rockets, we have Philly media day. Guess who's not there?
J-Mo.
He did not show up.
Same old J-Mo. And some people believe the newest rumor. Have you seen the newest rumor on the internet?
No.
The newest rumor is that the guy, who is it that took James Harden, a girl that James liked?
I don't know.
Who did they just add this offseason?
Who, the Philly?
Philly.
Who did they add this offseason? They haven't done much. They've been trying to trade
James
since.
No, Philly traded for somebody. Who did
they
add in free agency?
I would have to look. Not anyone of significance, I think.
Yes. Somebody who actually started dating someone that James
liked,
was linked or liked to, and they think that Daryl Morey has now made it impossible for James to come back to the team because he's got a sworn enemy who took one of the girls he liked on the team now, or he can sit out and not get paid. I'm like, y'all really think? Now, Daryl is kind of slick with stuff like that, but that's the craziest thing I've ever heard
James
of.
James wanted out before that was made. I'm looking. You know, the Kelly Oubre?
Yes.
Okay.
It's him.
Kelly Oubre? And it's got one of James's girls?
Watch this, James.
He likes to hang out in the same place.
One of his girls.
Well, would it surprise you?
No, I think
no. But what were you going to ask before you were interrupted by this this people.com story?
Kelly Oubre and
us?
James Harden have beef over Oubre's, is it now wife? Oh, now wife.
Well,
it's Oubre's wife?
Yeah, they have beef. So now some people believe that Daryl Morey did that intentionally, brought Oubre in just to heckle James even more.
Daryl Morey, who loved James so much and so profusely,
well, now
is trolling him with signing random free agents.
You called Daryl a liar. Well, Daryl's like, okay, it's on now.
Well, Daryl,
what these calculator fingers can do.
I'm going to go sign Kelly Oubre to make you mad? How about you sign a player to help your team?
That's what Twitter's saying.
You know who else is mad? The Rangers broadcast team.
Mad or sad?
During the game, while the Rangers were losing 1-0, the Rangers are complaining about the Diamondbacks lineup when they can't score a run against the Mariners. Here's Dave Raymond and CJ Nitkowski talking about the Diamondbacks lineup on Sunday.
You want to see Christian Walker and Corbin Carroll in the lineup today for Arizona?
Look, if you are a Diamondbacks fan or in any way invested with Arizona, no, you don't.
Yeah.
That said, and I don't know how many managers would feel this way if they were in that spot, that they have a duty, a competitive duty, because the opponent, I mean, there are really big implications with Houston winning that game.
You guys scored no runs.
No runs.
Hit a two-run homer, you don't have to complain. Stop
you guys
whining.
You guys have got, yeah. You guys have got Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia. You guys have got one of the best lineups. Oh, for much of the season, it was the best lineup in baseball. And you can't score a run on the last day of the season, and you're going to complain about the Diamondbacks?
Sad.
Man, the Rangers broadcast team, Dave Raymond and CJ are they made headlines a few times in Houston over this past a couple seasons now.
Yeah, but this one is
it's weak.
At least the one with the before.
Win your own game.
Well, he was just joking, and people didn't catch on. But right. This one is terrible. You watch your team win a game. You have it in your control. Stop whining about the other about what that, Arizona's
this
doing.
This back end stuff. Yeah, I mean, stop crying about trying to back into a division championship.
Yeah,
the Astros would never.
And by the way, the Astros scored how many runs? No matter who was in that type Diamondback lineup, they ain't winning that game.
No.
No.
You couldn't stop that Christian Javier.
No. Well, is Christian Javier not a guy that most people bet on to win the Cy Young? And did he almost win it? Yeah.
Well, what's almost mean for you? What's that mean?
He was a major league pitcher.
He was
this year.
Close to
he was eligible, is what
he
you're saying?
He was eligible. Okay. He pitched enough innings.
Okay. How about this? In his last 17 games, he has 3 quality starts.
That's almost.
Only 3 quality starts, 6
innings, 3
runs. Well,
that's because he can't get out of the 5th inning.
I know, but he's only got – now, every time he's gotten to the 6th, it's been a quality start, all 3 times. That's over the last 3. Over the last 17. So 3 quality starts over his last 17 starts. And now no one's accused him of being a good pitcher this year. But it really puts into perspective, how many did Fromber have in a row? Was it 26? 24? I think he got at least a 24, I believe.
I forget what it was.
That was insane.
Yeah, in a row.
Consecutive
quality
games.
And Javier has 3 in 17 starts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh, just unbelievable what you had last year.
No, listen, the difference between this team and last year's team is pitching. Make no mistake. The ERA is over a run higher this year for the team. Starters over it's 1.1 higher than last year.
That's going to be 30% or more higher.
That's 162 more over. That's 170, 180 runs this year. More this year than they gave up last year.
Wow.
Make no mistake, that's the biggest difference. The offense has always been up and down and streaky, and you just can't count. They won 2 games this weekend with 2 runs and 1 run. That's Astros, okay? That's what we are used to, the Astros being able to win with 2 runs or 1 run in a game. That hasn't happened all season. So while there are a lot of dusty detractors, he didn't have anything close to work with what
John,
he had.
John, are you willing to say the Astros are peaking at the right time?
Well, this break, this 5 days off really is alarming for me. You get rusty. You do. A lot of wild card teams will advance to the Champions League Championship Series.
Not in the ALCS against the Astros.
Is there any way to change up the signage to make them think it's not Minute Maid Park? Like, I know that's a sponsor thing, but depending on who comes, can they change it to?
I'm telling you, the fans, look, if you fans have any balls,
boo
at
them,
all,
boo them at all costs, at
boo
all times.
Boo and say F. Altuve.
Yeah, do that.
How good would that be if the fans started chanting that and Altuve kind of tipped the acknowledgement of, oh, okay, we're
all right,
a
here
road
we go.
Game.
I'm in a road game now. Well, if they're playing Pittsburgh, it will be a road game.
Yeah.
Because it was a road game for the Texans yesterday, that's for sure.
Maybe. Nope. Mess around and play the Patriots this year, and you'll be in another road game.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't think they're playing the Patriots anymore.
No, I don't think they have the AFC. Well, the Patriots
finished. They certainly ain't playing in the playoffs.
The Patriots finished in third place, so I don't think they'll face. No, the Texans.
They don't play the Patriots this
Texans
year.
Were last
they
place.
Won't play them in the playoffs, I promise you.
Well, yeah. Mac, Mid-Jones stinks.
Okay, more likely to make the playoffs. Texans or Patriots?
Oh, Texans. The Texans. Patriots are bad.
That's crazy we're saying Texans, but yeah, Texans.
The Texans are more likely. More likely to make the playoffs, the Texans or the Browns?
The Browns are in a – well, the Bengals have fallen off, so the division isn't as tough as we thought.
Or more likely, the Bengals or the Texans?
Oh, my God, Bengals.
Bengals. Joe Burrow's calf determines all of that. So yeah. I would guess I would
say
the Bengals.
They should have just let him sit out.
But the Bengals are going to have to probably win the wild card.
The Browns feels like a hard one.
Well, the Ravens are in the Texans aren't going to win the wild card. They're probably going to have to win the division to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Why? They got a last place. They have a last place schedule.
But you've got the Jets aren't going to be the same team.
A 10-win team could make the playoffs.
You've got the Chargers. The Dolphins.
How many wins the Chargers have now, too?
I'm talking about the Texans being a 10-win team.
Yeah, what are you talking about? But you think about the AFC West, AFC playoff picture. The Bills lead the division. The Ravens lead the division. The Chiefs, and there's one other I'm blanking on. Oh, the South. Is it the Colts?
Titans? We're all tied.
Either way.
Colts lost.
Yeah, okay.
We're all
so,
tied.
So that's probably only going to be one. So
is every team 2-2?
Every team's 2-2.
So can a wild card come out of the AFC South? I don't think so. When you got the Dolphins, you've got the Chargers, you've got the Browns, the West. Yeah, it might be. I mean, three, right? So because the Browns are falling off and the Bengals are iffy, that's the one that opens
up
spot.
Who in the West? So you don't – the Broncos are –
the Chargers and the Chiefs.
It ain't going to be the Broncos, man.
No, it's the Chargers and the Chiefs.
How do you like this? You come off of a week where you give up 70 to Miami, and then Justin Fields has four touchdowns and 260 passing yards at the half on you.
Well,
Broncos, holy crap. They needed that comeback in the worst way. You gave up four touchdowns and 260 passing yards, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, on the heels – of a 70-poor performance
and
by the Dolphins.
He had less than 10 yards rushing at the half.
And all he did was say, they did it terrible here. That was some of the worst coaching I'd ever seen. Yikes, Sean Payton.
You know what you needed? A tequila, Lance. That's what you needed.
Well, you know, John Rahm, I hate to say it, but John Rahm was probably celebrating with Maestro Dobell after winning the Ryder Cup. They are the official tequila sponsor of the PGA Tour, and John Rahm is one of the spokesmen. I'm one of the spokesmen, too, obviously. John's big with the golf crowd. I'm big with everybody else. And you can trust me. I'm an extremely trustworthy person. And when I tell you that Maestro Dobell has one of the most complex flavor profiles of all their different tequilas, that's something you can trust. Whether it is the silver, the smoked silver, whether it's the Cristalino, the Reposado, the Añejo. Listen to all those that I've gone through. I didn't even mention the Añejo Extra Cristalino, which is their big-time hammer. The flavor is outstanding. It's 11 generations of tequila makers, which are at the heart of making the product that is so good, and it's really becoming huge right now in the United States. It's already big in Mexico, getting even bigger in the States. Try it for yourself. Once you have a bottle of Maestro Dobell, you will not go back, or you certainly will add it onto your shelf. Maestro Dobell, wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here live at Wildcat Golf Club. Hey, guys, thanks for having us out here. Elmer, Tim, you guys are awesome. Nick, great job. CCA, Taylor, Eric, Luke, all you guys. Appreciate you, what you guys do. This is a great tournament. Next year, if you're not playing in it this year, make sure that you get out here next year and play because it's awesome. Awesome, awesome. They do a wonderful job. So we're finishing it up here. Today, big day. Josh Beard is going to get his permanent co-host.
I mean, Lance tried to leak it, but I don't think we're supposed to.
I don't even know who it is.
Okay, but you did say the name of the person, which was bad, and it was a big surprise, but now
you've ruined it. Now for anyone ruined. Who caught it, you ruined it.
Yeah. So there's that. We got that going on today here on the show. Paul Galan is going to be next. Here's something. There is a young woman, Emma McGinnis, celebrating her 30th birthday at Disney World. She is suing Disney World because apparently she went down the water slide. And her lawsuit says that her clothing was forced between her legs, causing a painful wedgie. And the water was violently forced inside of her, causing hoo-ha lacerations.
I mean, I know the answer.
What?
I know the answer to this question, but do you ever read a story and go, "Not this one"?
So, my question to you: to basically, she's claiming she was sexually assaulted by the water
by
slide.
By water?
By the water slide. My question to you guys is: do you think you should? Are you too old to have your birthday party at Walt Disney World?
Should the judge throw out the case? ma'am, you're a little old for this.
Yeah.
You're too old.
Do you think you should have been there?
Or yeah. You should have known that this was possible.
Well, there are Disney adults. That's a thing.
You should have known this was possible.
I don't know if you should know that's possible, but I do. Maybe I do side with John. Ma'am, you're a grown woman having a birthday party at Disneyland or Disney World. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. I'm sorry.
An Indian man went to the hospital with a stomachache, and the doctors were shocked to retrieve 60 household items from his gut. How many household items do you think you have in your stomach?
How did this happen?
Well, I don't know, but this dude apparently what type is not of afraid items? To eat anything.
Like a piece of, a fork? What do you mean items?
Apparently, lockets, change, nuts, bolts, earphones, safety pins, magnets.
Earphones? Oh, it must be like the
shirt why buttons.
Why is that the one who grabbed you?
Well, because all I'm thinking is like what we have here.
Earbuds? What?
Well, you said earphones.
Earphones.
You said earbuds,
yeah.
I started thinking earphones.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was earbuds.
So, how many items do you think you have in your stomach?
None.
Non-edible items? None.
Yeah.
I don't eat household items.
This guy must be hungry because he'll just eat.
I don't know. I don't know if hungry is.
I think he's going to be on one of those the Learning Channel.
Yeah, the TLC shows. Yeah.
Those shows are a bunch of lunatics.
We
got
to get more food to India. Okay, it's something.
Oh, he's from India.
He's from India. I said an Indian man.
I don't know if it's hunger.
Well, he's not afraid to eat anything. This dude. I kind of feel like you might have something, Lance.
I don't.
Household items.
I don't.
Okay.
That's where his keys
are. I've got Wes Salton in my stomach, but that's it.
A California woman shoplifted from a store, went back a short time later in Murrieta, California, because she had forgotten her cell phone. Would you leave your cell phone or go back after you just ripped off a
store?
What
happened to her? Was she arrested?
Nobody gets arrested for shoplifting anymore.
Well, I know, but
I mean,
how did this become a story?
Especially in California.
How did this become a story? What did they say about
it? Because they thought she was a bit, they got some gall. You just ripped us off and you want your phone back?
And what, did they give it back?
Okay, if you're the store, do you give it back or don't you?
Well, it's her property.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You took
my property.
No,
I'm taking your property.
No, you have to give me my property back, though I took yours. It's different.
I would take it. I'd say, ma'am.
You want to make an exchange?
She stole $600 worth of merchandise. And went back for her phone.
The phone is more expensive.
So they clearly did that.
The phone is more expensive
I'll
than
trade you.
Yeah.
So they clearly did not give her phone back. We wouldn't have this story.
Apparently not. And you know what? I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
And we're keeping your phone and we're going to sell it and try to make back some of the money.
The iPhone 15, $1,000.
What's your passcode? We're going to see what's in your picture.
All right, we're done.
Candidates.
Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Once again, thank you. Thank you to Wildcat. Thank you to CCA for having us out here. I got to talk right now about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. If you're looking for the best way to win, bet, and get paid, there's one place to go. It's MyBookie. You got a wonderful bonus, cash bonus, that you can cash out early. Okay, you can not only cash out early on your bonus, which all you have to do is bet one time, and then you can get that bonus. How about this? How about an early cash out on a parlay, which you never seen in your life? It's never, ever, ever happened where you could cash out early on a parlay. When you make a 3 or 4 team parlay, you know what? You got to stick with it. And if all 4 win, then you win. If one of them loses, you lose. But here's the deal. At MyBookie, you win the first 2 legs and you can cash out early. How about that? That is a great, great feature that you will not find anywhere else. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, my friends. There's one place to go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. But you got to put in promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
Well, I feel like I'm your daddy.
You're not my daddy. No, daddy.
Hush, now I'm your daddy.
You ain't my daddy, boy.
Yes, yeah. I am.
No, you are
not our daddy. I am your daddy.
Not a daddy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.